Hello everybody, and this is ABC English Levels and Valentine here. Find more information about us and our courses on our new website abc-englishlevels.com. For those who are preparing for any official exams, our new totally interactive courses from A1 to C1 level can be of great help as they cover all necessary topics, grammar and vocabulary issues. Test your pronunciation and drill your listening, reading, and writing skills. A native speaker, a native teacher, will accompany you throughout all the lessons. We also will provide you with our support by answering your questions via emails, in writing or audio forms or podcast. Give it a go to our free demo on our eLive English page. As I promised, today we're starting this series of podcasts about how to improve your chances to pass an official exam with flying colors. By the way, with flying colors means very successfully. There are many official exams, including IELTS, TOEFL, PISA, Trinity, etc. But I've decided to focus on the most valued and globally recognized in educational institutions, commerce and industry. I'm talking about the Cambridge exams. Their prestige goes without saying, and besides, the results are generally valid for the rest of your life, which means you don't have to take the exam again every 2 years. I suggest that we start from the most required level, First Certificate, or FC, which is equivalent to the B2 level of the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages. Well, let's speak a little bit about the structure of FC. It consists of four papers, reading and use of English, writing, listening and speaking. According to my experience, I can say that speaking is the most challenging part of most students. Well, you can have good reading, writing, and even listening skills, but you may struggle expressing yourself orally. So why not start with this part? I'll try to give you only practical tips, which I hope will help you to do your level best. To feel more comfortable in any exam, it's essential to understand what you're going to face. So, a few words about the exam structure. Speaking paper consists of four parts and lasts about 14 to 15 minutes. Usually, there are two candidates and two examiners. Only one examiner participates in the conversation, while the other listens. But both examiners mark the student's answers. Part one of the speaking test is a conversation between the examiner and each candidate and continues 2 minutes, more or less. In part two, you compare two photos and answer a question, which refers to the topic of the two photos. This part takes around 4 minutes. In part three, you talk to the other candidate. It goes for about 3 minutes. And finally, in part four, you go on working with your partner. You both will be asked questions connected with the topic from part three. It takes approximately 4 minutes. Now let's get down to some helpful techniques. There are certain things which refer to all the four parts of the speaking test. They are general tips, let's say. So, what you have to do and what you shouldn't do. So, practice speaking all the time while studying, and especially right before your exam. It's like a workout in a gym. How? If you have anybody to talk to in English, great. But if not, don't get upset. An English-speaking friend is not the only way to advance. You also can read everything you want, and you can, but loudly. While watching a video, stop it and repeat after the speaker, loudly with proper articulation. Mind the position of speaker's lips and copy it. If you smile a little, like Mona Lisa, you'll sound more English. Look at presenters or newsreaders. They don't protrude their lips too forward. Good exercise. Try to say, for example, the word book with Mona Lisa smile. That is to say, without sticking out your lips too much. Try it. Feel how it works. Another tip. Drill with tongue twisters. They are a great instrument to train your mouth muscles. When we pronounce foreign sounds, our tongue, cheeks, and jaws work in a different position. It can be physically inconvenient, so they need practicing. Besides, when we speak loudly, our brain pictures and remembers the sound images of words and, with time, adopts them. As a result, the structures of a foreign language become automatic and we don't think too much about which one to use. If you realize that you've made a mistake, correct yourself. It's okay, as it shows you follow what you're saying and know the rules. What you don't have to do, what you shouldn't do, is as following. Don't worry when you realize you don't know what to say. Well, sometimes it happens when we speak our native language too, doesn't it? It's so natural. Nobody knows everything. So take your time and think a little bit. Think for several seconds using such feelers as, well, let me think a little bit. All right, okay. It's an interesting question. If it happens that you can't find an adequate response, just say frankly about this or make up a story. You can say, well, I'm afraid it's quite difficult for me to answer since I don't have enough information on this issue. But I know there's an opinion that... Try to make it as natural as possible, as if you talk to your friends in your own language. The second tip refers to just speaking non-stop. This is a speaking test, so don't keep silence. Keep the conversation going. Now let's go to part one. As I've mentioned before, it takes around 2 minutes and has the form of an interview. The examiner asks you questions about yourself, your past experiences, hobbies, plans for future, studies or work, family, likes and dislikes. Well, very general questions actually to break the ice. So how to pass this part successfully? There are some do's and don'ts that you should take into consideration. So, what you should do is, first, listen carefully to the questions. They will always help you with the right grammar to use in your answers. It's especially useful when you're not sure what tense or expression to choose. Use the examiner's questions as a prompt and just repeat the tense in your responses. But look out, the English sentence has quite a fixed structure. Remember, subject plus verb plus object. So be careful. Let's see how it works. The examiner can ask you, which do you prefer, watching or doing sports? What do we have here? The active verb prefer in present simple and the gerund form of watching and doing. So just repeat it. You can say, I prefer doing sports. Another example. The examiner can ask, if you could choose any country to live in, which one would it be? Here we have the second conditional, past tense in the if part and would plus infinitive without to in the main part. Your answer could be, it would be, or if I could choose, it would be, right? The second point. Try to give extra details instead of very short answers. So, you can add to the previous answers. I prefer doing sports because it keeps me fit and full of energy. If I could choose, I would never change my motherland for another country because I'm happy here. Sounds better, right? The third point. Look at your examiner with confidence and maybe smile a little. And just be nice. What you shouldn't do. The first point. Don't memorize answers to possible questions. You may sound unnatural, and also you might forget your answers too and become even more nervous because of this. The second tip refers to panic. Yeah? Don't panic. If you don't understand the question, politely ask the examiner to repeat it. You can say, I'm sorry, could you please repeat the question? Or, I'm afraid I didn't catch. Could you repeat, please? Or, I'm not sure I understand it correctly. Could you repeat your question, please? That's it. This is it for today. And if you like this podcast, leave your comments below and like us on iTunes. In the next podcast, we'll think about how to answer the most common questions from part one of Speaking Cambridge Test. It was ABC English Levels and Valentine.